to the heights I've never seen before. I am going to rise up and take the limit of my soul.
Thank you, family, for tuning in today with Living Your Life Without Limits, a show about motivation, inspiration, and elevation. My name is Shannon Jackson, also known as the People's Nurse. And today we're going to be discussing going after it. Stay tuned.
Wake up, everybody. Let's elevate your mind. Live your life without limits. No more wasting time. Don't forget to stay focused while continuing to stay on the grind. Keep your vision real tight. Then your future be bright until the finish line.
Once again, family, thank you so much for joining us here today. Here's a quick look at our lineup, which is brought to you by our sponsor, Allies of Sobriety, Addiction, and Recovery. If you are struggling with an addiction, look no further. Allies of Sobriety and Addiction Recovery offer a variety of customized in-home programs tailored to meet your needs. For more information, please contact them at the link below. Now it's time for Soul Fuel, spiritual fuel and comfort from the Word of God. And today's scripture reading is taken from the New King James Version, Matthew 7:7. And it reads like this: ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Family, this is absolutely one of my favorite scriptures because it's loaded with the promises of God, and it lines directly up with today's topic about going after it. I want to ask a question. Have you ever wondered why people wait for opportunities to come instead of creating opportunities for themselves by going after them? This is something that I think many people struggle on a day-to-day basis with. I talk to people from all walks of life, different challenges that get stuck. And one time in my life, I was also stuck. But one of the things that we have to do, as it already said in our opening scripture today, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. All of that actually segues you into going after something. Seeking out your opportunities. Not waiting for something to happen. I was recently doing some coaching for someone not too long ago. And one of the things when I was asking them, a simple question that we ask oftentimes when we're coaching, what is the one thing, if you were to identify, that's holding you back from going after your goals now? You think about that. That's a loaded question. And it will differ from each and every one of us. So the first thing that you have to do is find out in your mind and in your thoughts, why are you not pursuing your goals and just waiting for something to happen? Now, I want to give you a few tips to help you in frame this. So the first one that I want to talk about is you must absolutely establish a plan for yourself. I cannot emphasize this enough. There's an old saying, without planning, purposes are defeated. You have to have a strategy or an action of what you're going to do. What is it that you want to accomplish? You know, we are really great with, I'm a planner by nature, and I have sometimes taken a year to plan birthday parties, When I got ready to get married in 2018, I started planning in 2017 where I wanted to go, what I wanted from the colors and different things. And many of us plan for a lot of leisure, taking a vacation. Very few just make a spontaneous idea and say, you know what, I'm going to go on a vacation tomorrow. Many of us start planning, from saving money to identifying where we want to go, who's going with us, what we're going to wear, what are the things that we want to do. It's all planning. So why is it so difficult for us to take that same energy and plan for our future or things that we desire to bring fulfillment in our lives? The Bible have already told us, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. But it also requires you to have a plan and a vision for your life. If you are an individual, as this person that I was talking to the other day, and they were saying, I cannot get the job that I really want because I don't understand budgeting in this particular role that I want. So I asked them, well, you've already identified that you don't understand budgeting. What are you going to do about it? So you want a different job. You want to make more money. You want to stay in this field. You've already identified that you have a weakness in this area, which brings me to my next tip. Know your strengths and your weaknesses. Know your capabilities. So if it's something that you're desiring for yourself, a goal, such as going to school to be a manager or supervisor, and you know that every job that you have applied for is asking you to have experience in payroll, profit and loss, or finances, then the logical thing will be to plan to educate yourself and build your skills in the area in which you are weak. That's one example. Whatever it is that you're desiring, be it to improve your quality of life through living a more healthier lifestyle, having your body in more healthier ways. Say you have diabetes and your plan is you want your diabetes to be in control. You want your hemoglobin A1C, which it measures your blood glucose level over a period of time to let you know if your diabetes is managed or not. Or something like going after a job, having more peace. Whatever it might be, it requires you to set a goal and a plan for yourself and understand who you are. Build on your strengths, but also put time and invest in the areas in which you're weak. We all have to do it. Practice makes perfect. Enhancing your skill, developing your trade, perfecting your gifts. The Bible have already told you that your gift will make room for you and it'll bring you before great men. But know your capabilities. Every last one of us have skills and talents that we are naturally gifted in. Some things some people can do without thought. And we also have weaknesses. I always like to use basketball as an analogy, because oftentimes some of our greatest athletes that we admire in the area of basketball, when you talk to them and they tell you when they had a weakness in their game, what did they do? They practiced on it. They hired a coach. They hired a trainer. They did some personal investment, put more time in the gym, put more time working on that area which they were weak so they can perfect that in their game so they can be a greater asset and a lethal weapon on the court. So after you have developed a plan of what is it that you're wanting for your life, and it's a personal choice. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and the world and those that dwell therein. What is it you desire for yourself? And if you don't know what that is, you have to first meditate, seek it out, give it some thought. What is it you want to be fulfilled in that will bring you joy? Then look at how you measure up in your skills and your strength. What is my capability? Do I need to enhance something? Do I need to improve? Or do I just need to practice? This next one Be open. Family, sometimes we are too close-minded. It's true. Sometimes if it don't come a certain way or a certain thing or from a certain person, we won't receive it or we won't think outside the box. Sometimes your opportunity is somewhere else. God have many people he can use to be an asset and a help to you, and many different opportunities. He said, behold, I'll set before you an open door. But are you open to explore something new? I want you to think about that. Are you so set in your ways that if it don't come this way, I don't want it? Maybe your next opportunity or your partner in life, your job, your healing, your peace is in another realm, something that you did not think of, something different. I can tell you from personal experience, I've been a nurse for 29 years. I started out in the hospital for 20 years, working in a variety of roles all the way up to a leadership position. When I left working in hospitals, I was the chief nursing officer and the chief operating officer. And I finally said, I've accomplished this. I want something different. Left the hospital and went into the home care space. Had not worked home care before. Another opportunity. Open to try something different. Transferable skills. Many of you have skills and talents that can be used in other things to bring you what you're looking for or expose you to other things. Left doing home care, and now I'm doing my own business in life coaching, nurse coaching, podcasting, and motivated and speaking into the lives of people. And I love it, but trying something new. Be open. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. So the next one, get rid of stinking thinking and toxic relationships. Lord, I can do a whole subject on this one. Your attitude, your thoughts affect your altitude, your elevation, how you perceive yourself. Many of us are so hard on ourselves. We only look at our weaknesses. We only look at our inadequacies instead of looking at the opportunities within you and seeing something in you. As I said, every last one of us have something that you can build on. God have given each and every human being a talent or a skill, whether we use it or have identified what it is or not. So you have to change your attitude and thinking towards yourself and what you can become. Call in those things that be not as though it were. Speak life over your situation. Speak life over you. I was just talking to a girlfriend of mine earlier today, and she was saying, you know what? For so many years, I have carried and encouraged other people. And it was so many things about myself, I wasn't having self-love. But now I understand that it's equally as important as I love myself and take care of myself. And I feel so much more happier. And the second part of that is getting rid of toxic relationships. People that weigh on you, that drain you, that don't know whether they want to be with you or not be with you. Indecisive, users, abusers. Surround yourself with people who are encouraging, are like-minded, that have a vision similar to yours, or at least want for you what you want for you. Cut off the toxic relationships that will drain you. And sometimes we've been carrying these relationships for years. And we look, we never get any further. If it is unhealthy for your mental stability and your growth, love them, but separate yourself. We are living in a time you cannot afford to continue to be in a space where you don't know which way you're going, you don't have a plan, you don't have a vision, and you are just stuck in a rut because things are happening so fast. And it's time for you to take your rightful place and go after the things that God have already promised you in your life. Now, what else you can do? Don't be afraid to ask for help. Network. Reach out. That was part of the scripture that we had. Ask and it shall be given. Sometimes we let pride get in the way or embarrassment get in the way to ask people. Seek out people with experience in what you're looking after. Advice, help. It's not always money. It looked like we real easy to ask for money, but it's not always money. How? Information, support, encouragement. You don't know what doors and opportunities could open up to you by you asking. Ask. Seek out help. Network with common people with goals that align with what you're trying to do. Something can come out of that. Ask for help. Reach out. And help is not always from somebody you know. Don't be afraid to ask people who have expertise and experience in other things. Don't be afraid to get professional help. Coaches and counselors, therapy. Sometimes you need one-on-one help, be it for mental help, be it for coaching, motivation, guidance, direction, physical help, spiritual help, whatever it might be, ask, reach out. Don't let your pride or feel insecure, insecurities get in the way of reaching out, asking for help. Because oftentimes there's somebody that have been where you're trying to go or may have some information that can help you. The next tip or advice I have for you, and Lord, y'all don't email me negative or text me nothing negative, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. Embrace constructive feedback. This day and time, we are so sensitive. We wear our feelings on our sleeve. Nobody can tell us nothing. I'm talking about constructive, things that can help us grow, things that can help us improve. I receive personal constructive feedback all the time, even when it comes to this podcasting and TV show. My team often give me honest information and I appreciate it in other areas of my life. So we have to be open when we know it's someone who care about our welfare and really want us to succeed and be successful. Be open to receiving constructive feedback that will help us. This day and time, people sometimes are scared to even give people feedback because everybody is on the defense. So sensitive. You say anything, everybody's ready to fight. Everybody's upset. Everybody's mad. Cancel culture. But sometimes we need people to speak into our life to uplift us, but we also need correction and help. And as long as the person is giving it to you, he or she, giving it to you from a place of love and support and encouragement, be open. Because we all, guilty as charged, can improve. And you know what it does? It makes us better. It makes us stronger. It used to be back in the day, people could tell you something, you take that. Someone would tell you and say, you know what? When you go on an interview, do A, B, C, D, and G. And then they tell you that, and then you do that, you nail it. This day and time, people don't want no feedback about interviewing skills, no feedback about nothing. Don't say nothing to be about nothing. And everything is not meant for our demise. Everything is not meant to be negative towards us. Some things are meant to help us. Especially when someone has experience in that area. And the next one, the next tip. And this one is so important, family. having faith and confidence in yourself, your skill, and your ability. So important. God have gifted you. You have to have confidence to know and believe that you can accomplish things. You have to have the vision to see yourself on the other side. I often say this, and it bears repeating. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, but you have to know that. You have to trust. If you have done those things that we already talked about, then you should know beyond a shadow of a doubt that something good is going to happen. And the last one, which maybe is the most important of all, the last tip, the last advice I want to give you, self-invest. Or let me reverse that, invest in yourself. Put the work in, whatever it might be. You are worth it. Put time into yourself, into the plan. If you want to go after and reach something this year, it is so important. Everything that we talked about in these tips today, incorporate them. And it all sums up to this one, self-investment. Loving yourself enough to give yourself an opportunity that to put the work in. And if you do these things that we talked about today, I declare, as sure as my name is Shannon Renee Jackson, you are going to come out with victory. Stay with us as we come back for Chat and Facts. Hey fam, this is your resident host, Shannon Jackson with Living Your Life Without Limits. You know, in one of our Street Love episodes, actually in the city of Watts, we had given out 50 wellness boxes to that community. And they were such a big success and people loved them so much, I decided to make them available to everyone. And if you are in need of a special gift for the holidays or even going into the new year, you will want to give this wellness box out. So as I unbox and tell you some of the items in here, stay tuned and take a look. You will see it says, you deserve the gift of wellness, me time. It's all about you or all about whoever you're going to give the box to. So here are some of the items that are in the box. First, you have a blood pressure wrist band so that you can continue to monitor your blood pressure. And to complement that, I've given you a magnet on how to categorize your blood pressure so that you'll know what's normal, what's elevated, and what's high. Many people don't know the difference, and it's very, very important that you know the difference and when to seek medical attention. Everyone is into checking temperatures. You can't go anywhere without checking them. So you'll have your very own Living Your Life Without Limits thermometer, and I've also given you a couple of covers as well that you can use. First aid kit. So inside the box, you have access to a library of guided meditation. We need time to relax our minds and decompress from life. So you'll find that there. And in addition to that, you can use the candle to just light it and relax and release. One of my favorite items in the box is the wellness journal. This comes from the heart. I put a lot of thought into putting this together because I designed it with you in mind as well as myself in reaching daily wellness goals. So you just have to see what's in here. I'm so excited about this wellness journal because it's not like any other journal. it really has some key nuggets in here to help you in your daily wellness journey. Okay, family, we're back again with a segment called Chat and Facts. Okay, today's chat comes from Eleanor from Los Angeles, California. Dear Nurse Shannon, I burned my hand on the stove cooking last week and I used butter and it made it worse. What should I have done? First of all, many of us, when we were young, used to hear our mothers or grandmas and big mamas used to say, put butter on that when you get a burn. Most burns that occur during cooking are generally classified as a first-degree burn. First-degree burns involves the top layer of the skin. The signs include redness, painful to touch. The skin will show mild swelling and sometimes a blister. So the first thing that you want to do immediately is to run your hand under cold water. Immerse it under cool, fresh water and continue to do that until the pain subsides. Right after that, what you want to do is cover the burn with a sterile non-adhesive bandage or at least a clean cloth. Once the burn is completely cool, then you can apply an antibiotic ointment or a cooling burn ointment. And here's some examples that you can get over the counter from your local drugstore. First degree burns usually heal without further treatment. However, very important, if the first degree burn covers a large area of your body or it's an infant or an elderly, I highly recommend you seek medical attention right away. Thank you so much for participating, Eleanor, in our chat and facts for today. Now we're going into our final segment. I want to test your trivia. Okay, family, our final segment for today is called Game On, where we're going to play a little trivia. And today's question is, what was the name of the TV show that first aired in 2008? Listen to this clip.
Lauren, I have killed two people since midnight. I have not slept for over 24 hours. So maybe you should be a little more afraid of me than you are.
All right, for you fans of 24, Redemption, that's what that clip was. Once again, thank you, family, for allowing us to come into your homes today. We're so excited to be with you each week. And as I always end our show, remember to love yourself, take care of yourself, because guess what? You are absolutely worth it.